السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ وحدہ لا شریک لہ واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Huzoor says that today the Majlis Ansarullah and Lajna Imaila UK, they are holding, starting their ijtimas today, and similarly in some other countries the gatherings, ijtimaat, they are taking place. Both these organizations, because of their importance, so far as their importance is concerned, they are very important, and in the progress of the Jamaat and in Taleem and Tarbiyat and to looking after the future generations, in both men and women, particularly those who are above 40, they play a very important role in this responsibility, in this respect. If our ladies, they take care of this responsibility, and also the men, and they appreciate it as it should be in the real sense, and those responsibilities which are upon men and women, and they pay full attention to them as required, and then discharge, try to discharge those responsibilities, then the future generation, there is, in the regarding the future generations, there we can have the guarantee of their being attached to the Jamaat and have the progress in these matters. So far as the progress of the Jamaat is concerned, there is no doubt in it that this is the decree of Allah Almighty. And this thing has been, this promise is to the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in the same way as it was with his master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The promise was given and assurance was given by Allah Almighty that in the latter period of latter days, through your devoted servant, when he comes, then after that the second revival of Islam would begin, in which the final victory of Islam is destined to take place. So this progress, this is the decree, the future of the Jamaat, a settled thing, inshallah ta'ala. There are difficulties in the way, as other divinely appointed communities, they had to face trials. Similarly, the Jamaat-e-Ahmadiyya, from time to time, in various places, they had to go through these difficult times. There are fires which are set out for them, but Allah Almighty cools down all these fires and extinguishes that. Not only he cools down, rather the mu'min, when the mu'min passes through these difficult stages and difficulties, then he becomes like a gold. When it is put into the fire, it becomes more brilliant and more shining. And Allah Almighty has mentioned this subject in the Holy Quran Himself, that sometime I put them into trials and difficulties, but Allah Almighty says, أَحَسَبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَكُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. That have the people of this age, they have understood that just their statement that they have believed that will be good enough, and they would be left alone and they would not be tried. Allah Almighty says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. That those people who had passed away before them, we tried those people, and now he is going to repeat the same thing again. So Allah Almighty will make it clear, manifest to them, to those who spoke the truth and those who told the lie. So this is the law of Allah, that He makes a distinction. In order to make a distinction between the true and the false, He tries them. And sometimes people are made to pass through this type of a trial or another type of trial. So this trial is actually for this purpose, that people should become more firm in their faith, and those people, their relationship, it increases in their relationship, and their faith makes it more and more stronger and stronger. And the critics, those who are always busy in raising some allegations and criticism, and there are some people in the Jamaat as well, those who criticize on petty things, and sometimes they criticize on small office holders or higher ups, and they start from the petty things and then they go on increasing, and then this creates a danger and poses a danger to their faith. And some of them, they fall into a situation, if Allah Almighty's special mercy is not there, that these people start doubting about the truth of the divinely appointed community. And similarly, from the opponents, the difficulties and the opposition, these things sometimes put the people, the believers, into trial, into such situation. So this trial of the mu'min is in order to further polish him and in order to grant him the nearness to Allah Almighty, and collectively as a Jamaat, for the Jamaat to open up the new ways of their progress, and not for this purpose that they should be dominated by opponents. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that those people who qualify this divine trial, for them Allah Almighty opens up the doors of the blessings of Allah Almighty of all natures. And then he says that Andhra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the result of the pains that he suffered that victory of Mecca was there. So these trials, these for the prophets and for their communities, it is in order to open the doors of victories. If we discharge our responsibilities, whatever trial may come, if we do our best effort to go through this trial successfully, then the doors of mercy and progress will be open for us as well. When Allah Almighty has mentioned كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَغْلِبَنَّا أَنَا وَرُسُلِي, He has mentioned, along with that, He has said that that this sure victory is for this reason, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ, that Allah Almighty is mighty and very powerful and has all the might and power. He is Aziz, He is dominant. And because of all his attributes, He is the worthy of praise, and He is unbreakable, and He has got power to do everything. So we should always keep this point in mind, that Allah Almighty, He has sent the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He has appointed him. And the Jamaat which has been established through him, and that community, according to the promise of Allah Almighty, that community is going to become victorious and dominant. The difficulties on the way, these are not indication of any frustration or failure. Rather, these are the indication of their ultimate victory. If we hold fast to the path of righteousness and we look after ourselves and also take care of our children, and we carry out our responsibilities and our duties diligently, and we protect ourselves and we make ourselves and our children the part of that administration which Allah Almighty has established, then we are also going to get the mercy and the blessings which Allah Almighty has promised to the believers, which Allah Almighty has destined for this Ahmadiyya community. So these victories, and we will see those victories, and also our coming generations will see that. If from among us there are some people who has reached that stage of their age where they see only a very little bit part of life, and nobody can say how long one is going to live, when he is going to die. But those people who are advanced in age, they are more worried about that. Even those people, those who have reached that stage, then at that point, just as the parents, the elderly people, they have worries regarding the welfare of their children, minor children, similarly, regarding the improvement of their religious condition and also the attachment of the children to the community, they should be really, in the same way, they should be much concerned. And for the improvement of the betterment of the worldly needs and other things, for their property, for their education, or their jobs, they are worried about these things. The many people write to me for prayers regarding these matters. Similarly, the spiritual and moral improvement regarding that, they should also be very much concerned, and they should be worried regarding in respect of their children. This is actually righteousness, and this is actually the way of discharging the right of that fully abiding by that pledge that we repeat in our meetings. So we should remember that the progress, the Jamaat progress, is not linked with the reformation of our children, but actually the survival of ourself and the community, that is related, that is attached with our attachment with the Jamaat. And this is the promise of Allah Almighty, and this is the decree of Allah Almighty, as a matter of fact, that this is the decree of Allah, who has got all the power, and he is unbreakable, and he is dominant, he is mighty. If there is someone who, looking at the difficulties of the path, he shows some weakness, and if our progenies and generations, if they may have some weakness, slackness in their faith, in their belief, if in discharge of our responsibility of looking after the children, if that takes our children, our progeny away from the faith, or if there is a trial which takes us or our children, that they dwindle as a result of their weakness, so that is not going to result or affect in any way the ultimate victory of the religion. Yes, those people who show weakness, they become deprived. And Allah Almighty, then he brings forth another people, and they are brought forward, and new nations are set up there, are established. So this important point, and this is very important point, Huzur says, this should always be remembered by all of us at all times. And having this point in front of us, we should be very much concerned and worried about the proper training and education of our future generations. The most important thing in this matter is our own personal pious examples. The age of Ansarullah, it begins from 40. That is to say that in the age of Ansarullah, it is such an age that a person attains his maturity, and in his thinking there is a depth in that. And when this condition is there, then in that age, people should be mindful of the life to come. And this is actually the behavior of a true believer who has got full faith in Allah Almighty. That should be the... who is trying to get higher stages in righteousness, this should be the thinking of that person, and this should be his attitude. Because an Ahmadi, in his promise of Ba'ath, allegiance of Ba'ath, he has actually pledged and committed that that he is going to advance in righteousness, and he has to get all good morals. So generally, all the time, and particularly in this advanced stage, this thinking should be created in everybody in particular, because the Ansarullah, they are in such an age bracket who say Nahnu Ansarullah. They make this announcement that we are the helpers in the way of Allah Almighty. They should always keep this point in mind. What is the essence of the promise of their religions? To avoid associating partners with Allah, avoiding falsehood and avoiding injustice, avoiding dishonesty and cheating, and avoiding rebellion, and also to suppress the selfish egos, and offering the 5 daily prayers, and paying attention to the offering of tahajjud prayer, and seeking forgiveness and prayers, and durood, they should pay special attention to that, and perform tasbih o tahmeed, glorification of Allah, and in their affluence and poverty, they should always be very loyal to Allah Almighty, and on the commandments of Allah Almighty, to act upon those commandments, and arrogance and pride, avoid that, avoiding that, and one should be very modest, and the sentiment of well service to mankind, that should be created in hearts. And to, and Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the total obedience to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and one should come under the yoke of that. This is the summary of the 10 conditions of paths. So if you ponder over it, then these things should be there in a moment, and they are the means of attaining progress in righteousness. And these are the minimum standard and requirement which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has expected from each and every Ahmadi. In this age, Huzur says, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the purpose of his advent was that these things should be created among the people. And a person, when he comes under his initiation, he should increase in righteousness. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says in one place that Allah Almighty has sent me for this very purpose, that taqwa, righteousness, should be created, and there should be true belief in Allah Almighty, which stops a person from committing sins. And Allah Almighty does not want to put any penalty, rather he likes the true righteousness. So this righteousness, the quality of fear, having the fear of Allah, this is what Allah Almighty wants. That should become the voice of the heart of a person, and which should be rising from the bottom of the heart in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. So, and then one should avoid from associating partners with Allah, and to avoid those things which... and those things which are the expression of one's good moral things, these things are not like a penalty, are not something which is imposed upon people. Rather, this should be because of the love of Allah Almighty. And the status of faith should be so high, about which Allah Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. And those people who are the true believers, their love for Allah is greater than anything else, is the greatest. And by increasing in their love for Allah Almighty, they also increase in their faith. And the increase in faith becomes a means of increasing in the level of your righteousness. So this is the responsibility, which is the responsibility of Ansarullah and also the members of Lajna-e-Ma'ila, that both should, by increasing in their level of righteousness, they should be able to set such good example for our future generations, which should become a sort of assurance for the proper training of our future generations. And all of them in their own circle, they have got certain responsibilities and obligations, fulfillment of which is the responsibility of both of them. And for that purpose, the guideline Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned in the form of the 10 conditions of path, where people should think over it, and the summary of that I have already mentioned. This slogan of Nahnu Ansarullah, we are helpers in the way of Allah Almighty. Why this has been raised? The Holy Quran, we find the mention of this in twice in Surah Al-Imran. Allah Almighty says, فَلَمَّا أَحَسَّ عِيسَى مِنْهُمُ الْكُفْرَ قَالَ مَنْ أَنْصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنْصَارُ اللَّهِ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَشَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ. And when Hazrat Isa, he felt the indication of disbelief among them, then he asked that who is there who is going to my helper in inviting the people to the path of Allah. The companions, they said, yes, we are the helpers of Allah Almighty, and we are most obedient to that. As this verse clearly indicates, that when Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, he saw that in disbelief and rejection people are increasing, then he said that I am calling upon you for the religion of Allah, and I have been sent from God Almighty. Your survival lies in the fact that you believe in me and you recognize your Creator, Allah, and try to follow His commandments. You come forward, and in order to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, you have adopted this faith. Some of them, those who were companions, they came forward, and when they said, Nahnu Ansarullah, then they also prayed that Rabbana amanna bima anzalta ilayna wa tabana rasula faktubna ma shahideen, that O our Allah, whatever you have revealed, we have believed in all of that, and we have become among the followers of this messenger, so you count us among those who are bearing witness to the fact. And what is the meaning of following the Rasul, the messenger? That is to say, that is to fulfill the covenant made with him, and to teaching brought by him, to act upon, to try your level best to act upon that one, and to have the firm faith in the truth of what has been revealed to him. And then we see the second mention, which is in Surah Saf. Here Allah Almighty has mentioned, Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu kunu ansarallahi kama qala Isa ibn Maryama lil hawariyina man ansari ilallah qala al hawariyuna nahnu ansarullah fa amana ta'ifatun min bani israil wa kafara ta'ifa fayyadna alladzina amanu ada ala duwwihim fasbahu zahirin. That O you people who have believed, you become the helpers of Allah. As Hazrat Isa said to his companions, that who is there who in guiding towards Allah Almighty is going to be my helper? The companion said, yes, we are helpers in the way of Allah. So a group of the children of Israel, they believed, and one group rejected. And so those people who believed, we helped them against their enemies, and they became victorious and dominant. So this victory is always the lot of those who believe, and this is actually the ultimate decree of the divinely appointed community. Those who believe, they become victorious. Here, the example of the companions of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Allah Almighty has drawn the attention that, O Muslims, you become the helpers of Allah. When the claim of the promised Messiah is there, you should be among the believers. You should be among those people who have believed. And you should not be among those who reject and deny. So this is the favor of Allah Almighty, that today we have made us a part of that group who are the believers in the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. So then it is our responsibility. We should follow this greatest lover of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meticulously to the utmost, and so that we can propagate the religion brought by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We should strengthen our faith, and among your generations, we have to create that faith, and we should try to create that faith through which then this message continues into their generation. And after one helper, there are new helpers coming into existence. And this continuity can only be in that case when we keep our promise of allegiance in front of us, and we see that the manifestation of each and every condition is there which we are able to present to our generations. Only then this claim of Nahnu Ansarullah will continue, will be perpetuated. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions, for some time or for some generations, the belief in Allah, and after the following the teaching, that got discontinued, as I mentioned in my last sermon, that has already been mentioned, that with the conversion of the kings to Christianity, although they got the freedom, but those people who actually believed, their number decreased and almost finished. So Allah Almighty, who is one and without any partner, that his being was forgotten. And a humble servant of Allah Almighty, a messenger of Allah Almighty, he was cruelly set up to stand as God Almighty. But the followers of the Messiah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have to establish the unity of Allah Almighty among themselves, and also to perpetuate among their progeny, and they have to do their best, and they have to get that victory for which Allah Almighty has created the human beings. That is to say that they have to make themselves true worshipper of Allah Almighty, and that message of Allah Almighty which has come to us through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and which through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, the responsibility Allah Almighty has arranged that this message should be spread in the world through the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. That message, this Masih and Mahdi's helpers, we have to become like that and have to convey this message to the people of the world. And not only we should confine it to ourselves, rather in the hearts of our progeny, our children, we have to establish the glory of this faith. It should be established in such a way that from among them, those people who raise the slogan of Nahnu Ansarullah, such people should be born among them, should be created among them, and then this number should increase. Until that moment comes when the victory of Islam, we are able to witness with a renewed glory. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the very first thing which he has mentioned among the conditions of path, that is to avoid associating partners with Allah Almighty, committing shirk. The Messiah of Moses, his followers, the influence of them was not there to that extent where generation after generation they could create those people who are truly believers in one God. Therefore, after some time, they became the means of, their generations became the means of spreading those people who believed in the partnership of Allah Almighty. The reason of that was that they did not act upon the teaching, and there was weakness in their faith. Therefore, because the relationship with Allah Almighty gradually decreased, and the worldly pursuits, they became the objective of their life. So the followers, the servants of the Messiah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have to see to it that the relationship with Allah Almighty should not decrease in themselves, not in the lives of their generation, in their progeny. Otherwise, like the previous companions or those people, then the weakness in the faith will be there, and then the condition of shirk would be seen there. And now you see that despite the fact that the other Muslims, there are some like this, those who, despite the fact that they call themselves Muslims, they go to the graves of the religious leaders and they are misled and gone astray. It is the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, who has given us the true teaching of Islam, and he has protected us from committing this type of shirk and setting up partners with Allah Almighty. Hazrat Masih Maud, alayhi salatu wasalam, while he has emphasized the high morals and the discharge of the responsibility of towards Allah and fellow beings, he has also told us, to each and every member joining the community, that if you want to come under my initiation, then you have to make a promise that you will, after avoiding the setting up partners with Allah Almighty, that without any exception, you will be offering 5 daily prayers according to the commandment of Allah and His Messenger. So we have to see that Allah Almighty, what He has commanded us regarding the prayers. In the Surah Fatiha, Iyyaka Na'budu, we worship Thee. It is, along with that it is said, Allah Almighty has taught us the prayer. And the prayer He has taught us, that according to Your instruction, in order to become worshipper like that, we need Your help. Without that we can't do anything. Therefore, Iyyaka Nasta'in, that is, we seek help from Allah Almighty. So when a person with modesty, he seeks help from Allah Almighty for the purpose of becoming true worshipper, then yuqimuna salat, the obligation of that would become very clear for him. And the example of good examples in this matter would be become very clear to us. So then five daily prayers at their appointed time, that should be offered regularly. Allah Almighty says, Hafizu ala salawat wa salat al wusta, that all the prayers, particularly the one which comes in the middle, so take care of those prayers and to be vigilant about that. And this is the responsibility of a believer, and particularly those prayers which comes right in the middle of our engagements and our doings. Which comes at a time when we are tired or when we are asleep. We have to take care of that prayer in particular. Now in this one commandment, the obligation regarding all the 5 daily prayers has been mentioned. And for every person, the Salatul Wusta, the middle prayer, the taking care of that in a general way, everybody should be mindful of this and would be paying attention to that one. And this protection, safeguarding the prayers, will not only protect his faith, rather doing full justice to the obligation of the prayer, when he would be able to offer the prayers regularly. And this good example, he would establish a good example for to be seen by his member of his progeny, and also the progeny will become the recipient of the benefit of his prayers, and also it will, as a result of that, will protect their progeny as well. How to we can discharge the obligation of the prayer? There are many people who offer the prayer, particularly those who are among the age of Ansarullah, but their children, but their progeny, they are very much angry with them. Along with the taking care of themselves, it is the responsibility of the parents to look after the prayers of their children. But in order to discharge this responsibility, the education and the training of the children from very young age is very essential. In childhood, when the importance is not told, when the people and the children come of adulthood and youth, and then the parents sometime put their pressure upon them to a great degree, and some of the youngsters, they rebel and they complain, and then the parents also come back with the complaint that they have gone wrong and they are not listening to us. And then the need is there that in the offering of the prayer it is seen sometime that the father is quite good, but in his treatment towards the wife and the children, the children not only go away from the father, but also consider that our father is very rigid and very dry type of person, that this is the result of the prayers that he is offering. And they say that we don't like to offer the prayer, or they reject it, or if they don't reject, but they find so many excuses not to offer the prayer. So the protection of the prayer and to do full justice to that is this is the obligation. It requires that it should be done in such a way that which is further polishing all types of moral good qualities. They should be offering the rights of the wives and also the rights of the children. They should offer that. The age of the 40, as I said, is the age of maturity. But in this age, if we analyze ourselves, then there would be many such people who do not take care of their own prayers. And they do not discharge their responsibilities. So how can they expect from their children that they should be firmly established in goodness and in good deeds? And what is the guarantee that they would be attached to Ahmadiyyat? We listen to the mention of our martyrs. One thing in particular, what we see in them is worship and remembrance of Allah Almighty. They were always mindful of that. And whatever was the background, but they were paying attention to these things. And secondly, they were very kind to their children, and also to attach them with the religion. And also the children, they had a good impression of their parents. So these are the people who are Ansarullah, and they really truly made them Ansarullah in the true sense of the term. So I say to Ansarullah once again, that if you want to do full justice to this title, then they have to take care of their prayers and their worship. Not only safeguard yourself, but also that should be done in relation to their progeny. And by creating worshippers among their children, you do it in that way. And then Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has also drawn our attention in this way, to this matter, that apart from the prayers, to pay attention to tahajjud and nawafil, and those people who are 65 or 70, maybe that a percentage of that is offering tahajjud and they are mindful of that. But the early age of Ansar, in that there is a need of paying attention to tahajjud prayer. By the grace of Allah, in Jamaat there is a significant number of people who are very regular in their tahajjud prayer. Rather, among Khudam there are some people, but in Ansar this number should be in majority. These people should be in majority. The name of Ansarullah, which has been given to the organization of men above 40, and the message which has been mentioned in the slogan of Nahnu Ansarullah, that means that for the sake of Allah Almighty, we are ready to offer extraordinary sacrifices for propagation of the religion of Allah Almighty. And for the establishment of religion, we are going to sacrifice each and every ability and every means. We are going to act upon that one and use that one. So the propagation of religion, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has told us that is going to be through the prayers. Along with tabligh, the prayers are going to play a very important role for that. Therefore, towards the prayer, with a special zeal, we have to pay attention to this obligation. The age of Ansarullah is the age of maturity. In that temporary and instant efforts, these are not the only things. Rather, on a permanent basis, they have to analyze and they have to discharge that obligation and that responsibility which has been made obligatory for us to discharge. The rite of the prayer, that can be done through the prayers and nawafil. And then he said that the rule of the Holy Quran should be fully imposed upon yourself. And in order to do so, it is very important to have a very close relationship with this book. This is the word of Allah Almighty. Reading it every day and to understanding it is very essential. And everybody who is a member of this organization of Ansarullah, he should make it a tute point of duty that he has to recite the Holy Quran every day without fail. And similarly, the ladies are there. It is their obligation as well. It is not only for Ansarullah. Actually, it is for every member of the Jamaat, and particularly those who have to look after the future generations. It is their special responsibility to set up good examples of them, and they should do the recitation every day and also to understand the translation. So where everyone among us, by he is trying to do something to increase his own righteousness, he should also be able to present this good example for his children. And they should also be linked to this word of Allah. And this is the summary of the conditions of the bath which I have mentioned. As I said, this is the minimum standard for an Ahmadi in the sight of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And Ansarullah, they have to attain to the highest, to the higher standards of that. And similarly, our ladies, as the guardian of the houses and the caretaker of the house, they are also responsible for the good training of the children, just like the men are. Rather, more than men, the responsibility is upon ladies, because the earlier part of the life of the children, that is spent in the close proximity of the men and the mother, proximity of ladies and the mother. And the school-going child, he remains more in the company of the mother, so the mothers are under heavy responsibility in this regard. If the mothers, they have their own religious training and they have some religious knowledge, then the children, they grow up in such an atmosphere, with one or two exceptions here and there, generally those children have a close attachment with religion. And regarding such ladies, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that I have seen that some ladies, because of their spiritual power, they are advanced, more advanced than the men. And excellence, there is no priority of the men. And whosoever may increase, whether they are men or ladies, anybody can increase in that one. So each one of our ladies should try to acquire this high standard. And in men and women, there should be a race between them to excel one another in matters of goodness. And there should be effort from both sides. And when this condition is there, then you will see that the generation, they would be getting closer and closer to Allah Almighty. These conditions of bath, which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has presented before us, there is no specification that these are only for men and not for ladies. As a matter of fact, both of them, and for every section of the community, these conditions are there. Whosoever is going to follow the path of goodness, he will be able to get the love of Allah Almighty. And he would be reforming this life and the life to come. and also the protection of the children, and to making them assurance that they are following the path of righteousness that will be done. So the ladies also, they have to take care of their standards and try to get these high standards regarding the proper training of their children. And men and women cooperating with one another, they should be praying for one another, and they should both put in very concerted effort for the reformation and training of their children. Anyone who does not discharge this responsibility and does not fulfill his promise, then he will be questioned. Allah Almighty enable all of us that we fulfill our covenants and promises, and with the and we have to establish a relationship of loyalty and fidelity with the Imam of the age, and we may be able to fulfill the expectation, and generation after generation they are dedicated to the establishment of the unity and to establish the high morals, and they are doing their best in this regard. In the end, I want to present a passage from the writing of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. He says that remember this one, that if you show weakness and meet the followers of other nations and hiding your faith, and because of some a sense of inferiority complex, if you meet them, if you meet the other people like that, then you are not going to be successful. That is to say that never ever show weakness, and nor you should hide your faith, and nor you should feel ashamed of your teachings. Rather, in the field of tabligh, openly do the tabligh, and that is going to be the source of your victory. And it is Allah Almighty who makes the person victorious. If Allah Almighty is pleased, then the whole world, even if they become angry, then don't care about that. Anyone who is listening, he should remember that your only weapon is the prayer. So always keep yourself busy in prayer, and remember it, that this sin, and nothing can remove these things, these sins and bad actions and bad deeds, these cannot be, we cannot avoid that simply by advice. Rather, the feeling should be there in the heart of a person, and then a person prays to Allah Almighty, these things can be removed. And if you are praying for your progeny, they will also be reformed. There is only one way of that, and that is the prayer. Allah Almighty has told us that paying attention to righteousness and to avoid bad things, it's not important, it's not insignificant, it needs a revolution. All this thing is in the hand of Allah, and it will be done through prayer. Our Jamaat should do that. Getting up in the night, they should cry before Allah Almighty and pray. His promise is Uduni astajib lakum. Generally people believe that the prayer means that the prayer for the worldly benefits is the prayer. These are the worms of this life. They cannot go away from it. The actual prayer is for the religion, for the faith. And Allah Almighty has mentioned in somewhere else that the real benefit is in the faith. And don't consider that you are sinful. How Allah Almighty is going to accept that? This is wrong. In one place it is mentioned there that the sin is like that filth which is attached to the clothes, and that can be removed by washing it. So the sin is not a permanent thing. This is something which can be washed away, which can be cleansed. If people are paying attention to the prayer, then he says that sometime with the human mistakes, one can become dominant upon that. One can overcome these sins. Sometimes the sin overcomes a person. Huzur says that sometime, it's printed wrong here, sometime a person overcomes the sins, because purity is in human nature. And look at the water, the water is there. Whenever it is put on the fire, it extinguishes the fire. So therefore there is the coolness is there in human nature, and that is the characteristic of the human beings. And similarly, in human nature there is piety, and everybody has got an element of that. that piety does not go anywhere. And similarly, in your nature, whatever are the feelings, when you pray to Allah Almighty crying, then Allah Almighty will listen to that and remove the problems. So Allah Almighty enable us to pray for the betterment of our religion, for our own reformation. We should pay attention to that on one side, and for also enable us to pray for our betterment of our generations, and also to spread the message of Islam. We are able to present it boldly to the whole world, and Allah Almighty may create good results out of that.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله